You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express. Fuel is on fire with yet another rate hike that came into effect today. Petrol and diesel prices were on Wednesday hiked by 80 paise a litre each, taking the total increase in rates in the last 9 days to Rs. 5.60 per litre. Petrol in Delhi will now cost Rs. 101.01 per litre, as against Rs. 100.21 previously, while diesel rates have gone up from Rs. 91.47 per litre to Rs. 92.27, according to a price notification of state fuel retailers. Rates have been increased across the country and vary from state to state depending upon the incidence of local taxation. This is the ninth increase in prices since the ending of a 4.5-month long hiatus in rate revision on March 22nd. On the first four occasions, prices were increased by 80 paise a litre, the steepest single-day rise since the daily price revision was introduced in June 2017. Now a big development from the auto sector. The IT department has found certain false expenses claims by Hero Motor Corp. On Tuesday, BSE sought a clarification from the company with reference to reports saying that IT department found Rs. 1,000 crore false expenses claims by Hero Motor Corp. The allegations made in the press report are not born out of any document that have been served on us or our internal documents. Therefore, we categorically deny the speculative press reports, the company told the boss. We wish to clarify that officials from the Income Tax Department visited our office in the previous week, the company said in a filing to the exchange. Shares of Hero Motor Corp on Tuesday tumbled over 7% amid IT reports. Ashwin Patil, senior research analyst of LKP Securities, said that despite the fall, the stocks does not look very attractive to us in the long term, mainly due to pressure on its volumes and a tepid outlook given the rise in fuel costs, among other factors. Over to the telecom sector now. It's back to Samsung versus Apple in the domestic premium smartphone market, with the former launching its flagship Galaxy S22 series recently. The battle has a long history. While Apple was always seen as a more premium, upmarket and aspirational brand in the segment, Samsung was the undisputed numero uno in the segment. For instance, Samsung used to be market leaders in the premium smartphone segment, Rs. 45,000 and above till 2019, with Apple occasionally scoring during the last 3 months of a year. However, the market changed from the beginning of 2020 when Apple came out with models like iPhone 11, 12 and 13. And toppled Samsung from the leadership position. In 2021, for instance, Apple sold about 5.4 million devices in the domestic market in the premium segment against Samsung's 1.1 million. Now some market news. The center will sell a 1.5% stake in Oil and Natural Gas Corporation on Wednesday, Thursday via an offer for sale. The stake is worth nearly Rs. 3,000 crores at the floor price of Rs. 159 per share. The floor price is set at a discount of 7% on the Oil Explorer's closing price of Rs. 171.05 on the BSE on Tuesday, which was down 3.03% from the previous close. Since the OFS will conclude only on March 31st, the government will likely account for the inflows only in financial year 23. ONGC informed the BSE that the base offer size of the OFS will be 94.35 million shares with a face value of Rs. 5 each, constituting 0.75% of the equity of the company. The government will also exercise the option to additionally sell 94.35 million shares, equivalent to a 0.75% stake in the company by retaining oversubscriptions. Moving on to latest policy decision by the center. The Modi government is weighing a proposal to reduce the interest rates for small saving schemes for the first time in 2 years for the June quarter, in sync with its latest move to trim the rate for the Employees Provident Fund Organization deposits, a senior official told Financial Express. A final decision on the interest rates for the first quarter of financial year 23 will be taken by the Finance Ministry by Thursday. Last year, the centre was forced to reverse swiftly a proposed cut in interest rates on small saving schemes, ostensibly to not upset middle-class voters amid assembly polls in states like West Bengal and Assam. And at last, here's your daily trade guide. Nifty Futures on Singapore Exchange traded 180 points in early morning trade, hinting a positive beginning for Indian indices today. ONGC, Ruchi Soya are some of the main stocks that would remain in news. Meanwhile, oil prices climbed on Wednesday, erasing losses from the previous session on hopes of progress in peace talks between Russia and Ukraine. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.